T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories.
The wind is already strong with hurricane watches along Florida's coast. Isaias is already blamed for some real damage in the Bahamas, and it could start battering Florida's coast tonight into tomorrow. Evacuation plans do include social distancing requirements as officials try to minimize spread during the coronavirus surge there and not put people together in shelters. They have issued stay-at-home orders. Correspondent Rosa Flores in Miami has been speaking with hospitals.
They say that they have at least 4 days of power generation that they can use independent of the grid. That's important, of course, according to Governor Ron DeSantis announcing earlier today. Only one hospital way north of us in Brevard County has moved COVID-19 patients. We have not seen any of that activity here where I am.
And where we are, we could get some of the rain and wind from Isaias in a couple of days. How severe it will be depends on a few factors. 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk is keeping an eye on the storm and joins us live with more.
Yeah, right now, Isaias, about 40 miles or so to the southwest of Nassau in the Bahamas, is going to work northward right along the coast of Florida, the east coast of Florida. The next 24 to 36 hours batter places from Miami up to Jacksonville with quite a bit of rain and strong winds. Then it heads more northeastward and likely to pass pretty close to our area as we head into Tuesday. The exact track of that storm will determine how intense the rain and wind is, but it looks like we could get quite a bit of rain as we head into Tuesday, as well as strong winds, especially right along the coast. That's where we could see gusts to tropical storm force, and a lot of rough surf, coastal flooding, and beach erosion will be a concern as well. Sonia?
On Long Island, PSEG Long Island says it's called in reinforcements, ordered equipment, and has crews ready to work 16-hour shifts if there is lots of emergency power restoration needed. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on Hurricane Isaias. As the city reopens more car-free streets this weekend for restaurants to use to spread out for safer social distancing, state officials in both New York and New Jersey are getting serious about penalties for establishments that don't follow the guidelines. New York State has suspended the liquor licenses of dozens of restaurants now that allowed indoor gathering, big, tightly gathered groups, or didn't enforce mask rules. And New Jersey may take it a step further since cases are starting to increase there again. Governor Phil Murphy yesterday said the rules should be clear.
The limit on indoor gatherings is the lesser of either 100 individuals or 25% of capacity. Meaning, if your capacity is, say, 100, then you can have no more than 25 people inside. It's the lesser of 25% or 100 individuals. And I want to reiterate that I and we reserve the right to lower this threshold if necessary, to protect public health.
He's threatening to roll back the reopening if individuals and businesses keep bending the rules. Last week saw about double the daily number of new cases than New Jersey was seeing a month ago. New York State education officials are reviewing reopening plans submitted by each district. Most are looking at a mix of remote and classroom learning. Governor Cuomo today said there are a lot of moving parts to safely reopen.
We're going to watch the overall infection rate before we make a decision. I'm going to make a decision this week, an initial decision, if at this point schools should plan on reopening. And then we'll watch to see what happens with the infection rate.
He says a big variable will be the parents' comfort levels. and that they have to have confidence in any school reopening plan. There are new works of public art in the city on display. You can check them out and still practice social distancing this weekend because they're outside. The official marketing agency for the city, NYC and Company, is behind the campaign aimed at helping New Yorkers appreciate art in our own city without having to go to a museum right now. CEO Fred Dixon spoke with 1010 Winds.
Many of our great arts institutions are closed at the moment, but so many of them have outdoor components that are free and open to the public. And some of them are open today. Some of them are coming. You know, if you look at, for example, like the David Hammons project Days In, which is coming to the waterfront just across the street from the Whitney. It's one of their big installations. It's been many years in the making. It's a remarkable piece. It's going to be permanently situated in the water just off the shore.
Among the locations for the public art installations, the Africa Center, Brookfield Place, the Brooklyn Museum, Rockefeller Center, the Highline, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Staten Island Museum, Times Square, and the Whitney Museum. There is no shortage of artists in New York. Some are being featured today at Rockefeller Plaza.
There are always flags hanging around the rink at Rockefeller Plaza, usually the flags of countries at the UN. But from now until August 16th, there are 193 flags flying, the winners of a competition for New Yorkers to design a flag that represents their love for the city. Some were done by everyday New Yorkers. Others are from acclaimed artists like Jeff Koons and Christian Siriano. Christian Doni is an illustrator, and her flag is a taxi with rescue dogs waving and reaching out of the cab windows, enjoying life. She says winning was a real thrill.
I'm real excited, and it's fun to see your work 8 feet by 5 feet. And I love seeing all the other designs.
And Stephen Galazinski's design also won.
It's called More Modern Madonnas, and it's the parent-child relationship and how we need inclusivity today.
He said having his work fly in a special place that he passes every day is really special. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at Rockefeller Plaza.
New York Blood Center is calling on New Yorkers who have recovered from COVID-19 to donate convalescent plasma to help critically ill patients across the country. The Blood Center estimates 7,000 donations are needed per week to help combat the virus. Right now, collections are far below that target. There is a critical need now because new cases of COVID-19 are spiking throughout the U.S. Today's Cardinals-Brewers game is now postponed after one St. Louis player and three staff members tested positive for COVID-19. This is the latest of several coronavirus-related postponements that have hit the MLB's schedule since it started an abbreviated 60-game season on July 23rd. More from correspondent Coy Wire.
30 games have already been postponed due to COVID. 18 Miami Marlins players and three coaches have tested positive. Two Phillies staffers and two St. Louis Cardinals players, which forced yesterday's game in Milwaukee to be postponed, though they do plan on playing again tonight.
And Major League Baseball's commissioner, Rob Manfred, warned union leader Tony Clark that if the league and players don't do a better job of following COVID-19 protocols, Manfred might shut down the shortened season. Players have gotten another warning to take the new protocols seriously. Some have been ignoring them by giving high fives and spitting. The NHL restarts its season today with teams playing in one of two bubble cities, Toronto and Edmonton. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says there were no positive cases among 800 players tested.
We are infection-free as we start our competition, but we also recognize that that could change at any time. We have 2 months of competition ahead of us, and we have to remain vigilant. Our clubs have to remain vigilant. Our players, coaches, club staff have to remain vigilant in doing the right things, following the protocols, adhering to the protocols, and staying safe.
All games are being played in empty arenas. If all goes as planned, the Stanley Cup winner will be crowned about 2 months from now. An investigation is underway after a deadly shooting in Nassau County. This happened just after midnight. Police responded to a report of shots fired on Martin Luther King Drive. They found two women wounded, one 28 years old, the other 29. Both were taken to a nearby hospital. The 28-year-old victim did not survive. The 29-year-old is in stable condition. This was in Hempstead. Their names have not been released. So far, no arrests. Police are looking for a suspect in another deadly shooting that happened in Far Rockaway about 6:30 this morning. Police found a 35-year-old man inside an apartment on Dix Avenue with a gunshot wound to the torso. The unidentified man was taken to St. John's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Anyone with information is asked to call the police.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.